On November 9, 1989, the Berlin Wall fell. 2 years later, in December 1991, the Soviet Union collapsed. These events, markers of the end of the Cold War, were seen by many as the final triumphant victory of democracy over authoritarianism and communism. Political scientist Francis Fukuyama famously declared the era to be the end of history, suggesting that Western-style liberalism was the ultimate form of human ideology. There was a strong consensus, at least in the West, that liberal freedoms were necessary in any society. But since then, that consensus has been shaken. In the 21st century, democracies have crumbled across the globe, with authoritarian leaders grabbing power and eroding traditional rights protections. Examples abound. Mexico and the Philippines embarked on extrajudicial drug wars. Nicolás Maduro's regime brought a state of near famine to Venezuela. Poland's Law and Justice Party functionally turned parts of the media into its propaganda arm. In countless other countries, leaders have impinged on citizens' freedom. Even the United States, where liberal freedoms have often been taken for granted, has faced powerful movements and leaders who have disputed the legitimacy of the very rights that underpin our democracy. Yet, in the United States, calls to restrict rights have always run up against a powerful adversary, one that dates back to the country's founding, the Constitution of the United States. This Penguin Liberty series is designed to explore the Constitution's protections, illuminating how its text and values can help us, as modern citizens, to reflect on the meaning of liberty and understand how to defend it. With rights-based democracy under attack from all angles, it is crucial to engage in ongoing discussion about the meaning of liberty, its limits, and its role in the modern world. Certainly, the ideal of liberty has been present in America since the dawn of the American Revolution, when Patrick Henry reportedly declared, "Give me liberty or give me death." In 1776, the Declaration of Independence proclaimed liberty an unalienable right, along with life and the pursuit of happiness, enshrining it as a central American aspiration. These statements, however, are only a start in thinking about liberty. Mistakenly, they seem to suggest that liberty is absolute, never limited. But in this series, we will see that idea continually challenged. Various liberties sometimes conflict, and we must deliberate among them. Importantly, the liberty to be free from government intervention, or what the British philosopher Isaiah Berlin called negative liberty, must sometimes be balanced against our liberty as a democratic people to govern in the general interest, an idea he called positive liberty. Thus, the series will also emphasize the importance of liberty not only in terms of freedom from government intervention, but also as self-government, the freedom of all of us collectively to decide on our own destinies. Ratified in 1788, the Constitution was an attempt to codify the high ideal of liberty as self-government. Through intense debate at the Constitutional Convention, a document was forged that limited government power and gave people a say in how they were to be governed. Its goal was to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Still, many Americans were not convinced the Constitution went far enough in protecting their individual freedom from government coercion, what Berlin would call negative liberty.